Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Cosentino here. We've got Gary LeMaster here.
Hello, everyone.
This morning, we're going to be talking to Marsha Bushing of the Arizona Corporation Commission candidate. And we'll be talking to Paul Newman, an incumbent on the Arizona Corporation Commission. We'll talk about what the Arizona Corporation Commission is. And we'll talk about the solar team. This group of candidates likes to call themselves the Solar Team, Marsha Bushing, Sandra Kennedy, and Paul Newman. And
the other Paul Newman.
And the other Paul Newman, right. I don't know if it's a political advantage to have the name of a late actor. I guess it's a good thing. I've talked to him about it, but we never come to a conclusion. But good morning, Marsha. Are you there?
I am.
And okay, cool. We want to, I'm going to read a little bit, Marsha's, 35 years in Arizona, and, you've been a bank examiner, and you've got quite a past, quite a good past, I think, a good bio for the, somebody that wants to be on the Corporation Commission. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you're right. I do have a great bio for being on the Corporation Commission. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. And then I got my undergraduate degree at University of Wisconsin-Madison, but after undergraduate, I was a bank examiner for a period of time, and it was interesting because I did get to see various institutions in a regulated environment. And after a period of time, I was asked, I kept asking, why do you enforce the laws the way we do? And nobody could answer that question. So I decided to go to law school, found out that you don't find out those things in law school, and got my MBA and moved down here after that. Fell in love with Arizona and just saw Arizona as a place with real opportunity and really good people. So over the period of time, I've practiced business and real estate law. I owned a construction company and spent a lot of time in the Verde Valley and Sedona and Flagstaff, and really got to drive a lot of the back roads and really get to know the area very well. And the last 8 years have really been focusing on doing a lot of alternative dispute resolutions, both mediations and arbitrations.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
One of the things we want to talk about, Marsha, is the Arizona Corporation Commission. I can just see people start yawning as soon as we say the name, but it's a really important. Now, in another state, I would tell people, you know, when they ask what's the Arizona Corporation Commission, I say, well, have you ever heard of a utility regulatory agency? And so, oh yeah, I get it. And so, and that's certainly one of its functions, and it's certainly probably the most well-known function. But I was looking that you do railroads, you do pipelines. There are pipelines in Arizona. Some of us who've been here a long time remember when the gas pipeline broke, and we found out we only have one pipeline coming into Arizona with fuel in it when gas prices went up. But yeah, you do pipelines and you do financial services. Is that correct?
Yeah, one of the obligations of the Corporation Commission is to help investors that have been defrauded and when they've purchased securities to help collect their money back. And in fact, in 2011, the Corporation Commission collected nearly $28 million for investors.
Wow. Now do you guys have to work with the Attorney General on this?
Yes. It's a joint effort with the Attorney General, but the Corporation Commission has primary responsibility in that area.
Fascinating. And so here you are. You want to one of the your reasons for running is to move Arizona along an energy path, a little bit more of an alternative than we are now?
Absolutely. Both the Solar Team, and we call ourselves the Solar Team 2012, and me personally, have put out literature and repeated time and time again that, you know, we're really looking for three things. First of all, we want strong oversight, you know, to be a utility watchdog and not a lapdog and have reasonable and fair utility rates. Secondly, we want Arizona to become a leader in renewable energy and to have energy independence. And third, we really want to encourage a job-creating business environment and have more solar jobs now. We have 27 solar manufacturers in this state, and we really want to have more.
One of your running mates, Paul Newman, I read something he wrote that said 16,000 jobs in Arizona that are now, I mean, people are working now in alternative energy.
Exactly.
Solar, even.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. And, you know, Arizona has a great opportunity to have solar manufacturers here because, you know, the legislature has tried to say that they're creating a job-creating environment, but without the impetus of the Corporation Commission and what it has done over the course of the last several years in setting the renewable energy standard, I don't think we would have had these solar jobs come into Arizona necessarily.
What? How many people are on the Corporation Commission? How many commissioners?
There's five members on the commission, and three of them are up for election this year, and then two of them will be up for election in 2014. They're four-year terms, and you can have be on the commission a maximum of two terms.
One of the things I saw was your letter early on in the campaign as someone who's not on the commission and a candidate. You wrote a letter to the three Republican members of the commission, Susan Bittersmith, Bob Burns, and Bob Stump. You start the letter, if I can quote here, your first word is disappointed.
Right.
This is how I feel. Go ahead and summarize that letter for us, please.
Well, yeah, what happened was, and it gets us into a whole different topic, but
yes, it is.
What happened was that when they posted their website back in May, they posted it saying that they were fighting against extreme Obama energy policies. And it just was so surprising to me because I don't think the word Obama had ever come out of my mouth in connection with running for Corporation Commission. And certainly, you know, I had never exactly focused on what President Obama's policies were and whether I promoted them or agreed with them or disagreed with them. So, I mean, for them to be saying that was like, come on. I mean, we're barely into the campaign and you're already putting words in my mouth, but had never come out.
Well, it was, and I'm sure by now you recognize the politics of the, you know, that the only thing they could do, this, you know, there's many, many good things about solar energy, and it's a job creator, it can provide savings and all sorts of things. So the only thing, not the only thing, but one of the things they could do, of course, is try to smear you in some way, some other way, and that's what they tried to do.
Well, and certainly following that, they put out a mailer, a very large full-color, four-page mailer, and sent it out to a number of folks and basically repeated what was on their website. And as you know, that resulted in a complaint being filed with the Clean Elections Commission for their violation of the Clean Election rules and statutes.
Well, that's right. They just settled that. They paid about $29,000 back.
Exactly.
Because
they were found in violation by sending out that mailer.
Right.
Aside from election tactics, what are the other differences between the solar team and the opposition?
The biggest difference between we as the solar team and the opposition is that we really see a bright future for Arizona, and we really see Arizona and specifically the Corporation Commission, as being the ability to be a job creator, seeing it to be ability to be a leader in solar, seeing it to have energy independence, and at the same time, making sure that we keep people's rates as fair and reasonable as possible. The other side, on the other hand, has been absolutely chipping away at the renewable energy standard that was set 5 years ago. They have instituted fees for people that have solar. They have reduced rebates. They have called things that are not renewable energy in order to try and reduce the effectiveness of the actual renewable energy. And so, you know, their notion is let's not admit that we want to go back to pre-2006, but let's do everything possible to make it in actuality be before 2006. You know, they want to make sure that every coal-fired plant that we have in this state continues to operate. In fact, a couple of the candidates, the Republican candidates, have been testifying in front of the EPA that the EPA shouldn't institute the rules regarding pollution, and just, you know, basically they're saying let's go back to the way it was. We're not going to repeal the renewable energy standard, but we certainly don't want to change it or improve on it.
Right.
The other side always seems fond of comparing costs and saying that the non-renewables are much less expensive. I've always had a feeling that they're actually much more costly because of subsidies and the pollution and the impact on the environment. In the long term, they're more expensive. What's your position on that? You know, what's the truth?
Well, according to the APS resource report, which came out in April of this year, APS, and I actually took down some notes before we started talking, APS said in that report the installed cost per kilowatt hour of nuclear, and this is like building new power plants, if you will, is $6,000. A coal is $3,500, of solar and wind is $2,500, and of natural gas is $1,000. So if you compare apples to apples, solar and wind is much, much less expensive than coal or nuclear.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I know your running mate, Paul Newman, has written a couple articles I found in the Sentinel and whatnot, and if he calls in later, hopefully he will. We'll get him to talk about that APS study, which you're quoting from. One of the
and
things.
Then, let me also say, I mean, that's installed cost, but then there's another statistic in there that is equally interesting and also promotes solar even more, and that is what they call the delivered cost, including capital, fuel, operation and maintenance, fuel efficiency, capacity and transmission costs and losses. And there, nuclear comes in at 160 megawatts per hour, coal at 150 megawatts per hour, and solar and gas are just about equal at 100 megawatts, $100 per megawatt hour.
So solar is on par with gas.
Right. When you include
delivered
the
cost.
Fuel costs and operation and maintenance and fuel efficiency and everything else, all-in costs.
And I've never heard of an explosion from a solar panel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's a great study that has gotten maybe it got more media coverage than, I mean, I don't watch or listen to everything, but I'm hearing more about it in the last couple of days than I certainly have ever heard about.
Well, I think one reason why, you know, it's being cited is because it does come from a utility, and utilities generally are looking to maintain, you know, the status quo or the most profitability, obviously, for their shareholders as possible. And so unless it's really in the utility's best interest, to give numbers, you know, they tend to not want to put out the fact that, in fact, solar is now on par when you figure all the costs with gas.
Okay. Hey, Marcia, I think we got Paul coming around here. Is that okay? And so, Paul, are you there? No. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning. We got
another member of the solar team.
Yes. Good morning, Paul.
I'm calling in from Tucson. I'm the
only member
of the solar team and the only commissioner, actually, from Southern Arizona.
Okay, I just want to make sure, remind you that you are on the air, and you're on the air with Marcia. And
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Paul.
We just started talking about that APS study that you did some writing about.
Yes. The APS study was a very good study. Some of the highlights of it were that in the process of integrated resource planning for the future, what kind of energy sources we're going to use, we asked APS to look at externality costs and other things besides just the cost of power, such as coal is getting very expensive now and so is nuclear. And what their study shows is that solar is actually very near parity with even natural gas at the lowest prices. So it's a very important study that would suggest that the Arizona utility should be investing in renewable energy, both solar and wind, in Arizona.
It certainly supports the thing that you guys are running on, Marcia and Sandra and you, yourself, Paul, are running on.
And this is objective data from the monopoly that we're getting.
Hey, let's back up a little bit, Paul. I want you to, Marcia talked a little bit about how long she's been in Arizona and which,
sure.
You know, her, give us a little bio information on.
Sure. Not many people know about me. My name's Paul Newman, and you see a lot of my signs, but hard to meet. But I've been around for quite some time. I actually originally came to Arizona in 1987 and worked on Bruce Babbitt's presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And after that was after law school. And then I decided to practice law in Southern Arizona and was in private practice and a public defender in Tucson. I went down to Cochise County and lived there for the next 20 years. I was a public defender for Cochise County. I basically then was in the state legislature for three terms representing Santa Cruz, Cochise, Graham, and Greenlee County, a huge area, and then ran for Corporation Commission back in 98, lost by only 2,000 votes to a state treasurer named Tony West, but then I came back home to Bisbee and was elected to the County Board of Supervisors and served as vice chairman there for two terms. And then I ran 4 years ago with the original solar team of Sam George, Sandra Kenny, and Paul Newman, and we're running a very, very similar campaign. We think that a majority of the commissioners should be fighting for renewable energy on the commission. The courts have ruled that the commission is the place where this decision will be made. And that makes this race one of the most exciting races for environmental reasons as well as economic reasons. The economic future of our state we're fighting for here. We should be going solar, not playing it safe.
Speaking of which, let me. I'm going to read you this.
There is some other choice.
Yes, sir. And there's a headline here, an article that you wrote. Corporation Commission took hatchet to Arizona's solar industry. 30% cut to solar rebates. This was back in June, once again, but in our world, that's not that long. So, what's the story on this?
Well, it's interesting. The first when I was elected 4 years ago, Sandra Kenny and I were elected, and it was we actually had a really good role. We teamed with Chris Mayes, who was the chairman, the Republican chairman, but we pushed through the energy efficiency rules, and we pushed through, which are very widely acclaimed across the country, which will help conserve energy. And then with regard to what happened after the first 2 years when Chris Mayes went off, ever since the current chairman, Gary Pierce, has been on, we've been seeing a retrograde in implementation of these plans, and they're put on hold. And even a movement by the chairman to get the Corporation Commission powerless, to have all the decisions reviewed by the legislature and the governor's office, which would have been totally unconstitutional, but the chairman of the commission did that. So what that goes to this whole, that's the background for which this is just one of the amendments where they cut back on the ability for regular people to get solar on their homes. They've been cutting back on that. They've been cutting back on the energy efficiency, and it's been pretty outrageous. And they've been cutting back on, they think that, cutting back on their power. They're the kind of people who, my colleagues are great people, personally, but they're the kind of people that, you know, they're in a regulator role, and that's the most important consumer regulator role in the state, but they don't believe in government. They're not really regulators.
regulators that don't believe in regulating.
As an anti-regulator legislator, and Gary Pierce is showing that, and Bob Stump, by his just agreeing to everything, just precipitates that. And that's one of the reasons why we need a change on the commission. We need to get back to bipartisan commission, and hopefully we can do that.
I've got a couple of questions, Paul. One of the things I remember reading is that the legislature was trying to take over control of the commission. Is that true? And what's going on with that?
Yeah, that was a bill that I referred to that. I'm trying to remember the number of the bill, but I'll tell you about the bill first. Perhaps the number will come to me. But in Valentine's Day of this year, which was the 100th birthday of Arizona, Commissioner Pierce, the chairman of the commission, was introducing a bill with a member of the legislature to do away with Corporation Commission power, to basically say that every decision made by the Corporation Commission is reviewable by the legislature and the executive. Now, the Corporation Commission, many people don't know it, but it's a separate branch of government under the Constitution, which makes even the attempt at the bill totally unconstitutional. And even the Rules Committee in the House ruled so. But still, they got the required 31 votes to pass it out of the House. It went to the Senate. And I wrote letters. I was very present. I was present on Valentine's Day, and I opposed the chairman. And
well, will this go to court? I mean, this sounds like a big constitution.
I opposed the chairman in the committee for which the bill was being heard. I actually even forget what it was, an economic committee or a judiciary committee. But in any event, it was judiciary committee. In any event, I told them that they shouldn't do this and that even we'll be here with our lawyers. And to our lawyers' incredible courage, they actually wrote a brief against the chairman's bill. And I was able to submit that to the committee and submit that to the Senate president. And ultimately, the bill was held by the Senate president, who's also the Rules Committee chairman. Privately, he told me that we don't need these kinds of bills around here. But he was under a lot of pressure to push that bill through, to make law, to totally defang the Corporation Commission, which, again, is the most important consumer agency. It's actually a separate branch of government, regulates all the monopolies in the states and helps keep the bills down for the consumers. It's in there on purpose for us to have independence, not to be defanged.
Yeah, the Corporation Commission, it's a good idea, and its independence is crucial to its effectiveness, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things, Marcia, are you still with us? You still there?
I am.
Okay,
yeah, I'm here.
All right. One of the things Marcia cited on her website and part of her biography was her favorite book is "Who Moved My Cheese," which I'm familiar with, and just to talk about change. You know, I think some of what we're talking about here is change as as you three try to institute some changes in certainly the energy policy of the Corporation Commission. It's a change, and people are resistant to change, and that's what that book was about. And I thought it was kind of funny that Marcia would choose it as her favorite book, but certainly that is it. That and people that so as you try to get some of these good changes in, the resistance is stronger than as comprehensible as well as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So we got Sandra Kennedy, Paul Newman, Marcia Bushing running as the solar team. We're winding down here. How's the campaign been? I'm going to direct a question to both of you, but certainly maybe Marcia. Any regrets, the things that you'd like to remember about the campaign?
Absolutely no regrets. The campaign has just been a wonderful experience. I've so enjoyed meeting so many people around the state and hearing what their thoughts and issues were, and getting just the overwhelming support that I have gotten traveling throughout the state. And it's just been a sheer joy running with Sandra and Paul. They have been so supportive of me and the campaign, and the three of us running together. I just really have appreciated every aspect of it.
That's great. It was nice to see you at the picnic up in Oak Creek Canyon, too. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Paul?
Glad to be there.
Paul, what do you think?
I think I echo Marcia's words. Sandra and Marcia and I have...
Let me interrupt you for just a second. This is Paul is an incumbent on the commission, and this is his second... He just finished his first term, and he's running for a second term.
You only get two terms, and Sandra and I got elected 4 years ago. We're going for our second terms, and we'll be term limited after that. That's what makes this a very, very critical election, and it's a tipping point in decision making, that's for sure. But I echo what Marcia said about our team. We've held together, and we've run a very good campaign. It's going to be a close election on election night. We can't predict what will happen. Even the congressional races will be close. But I think that we've gotten our message out that the solar team means bringing solar jobs to Arizona. Energy independence for Arizona means not having to buy expensive fossil fuels from other states, so we could just grow our own sun. And then lastly, that we're the consumer watchdog, that nobody had the chutzpah but me to go to the state legislature and tell the chairman that the bill defanging the ACC was unconstitutional and he should stop right now.
There is incredible
kind of person on the commission, and that's what we call consumer watchdog. And as opposed to the Republicans, which, you know, God bless them, they're very nice people, but they tend to be lapdogs to the utilities and not only the utilities, but the very big business interests that don't always hold the same interests as the mass populace.
There is incredible public support for solar energy in Arizona, I believe. And I like your slogan, by the way, watchdogs, not lapdogs. We'll put that on your letterhead. I'm just going to... before we finish up here, I want to remind you and everybody else that's listening, this interview, as well as many others, are on vvid.org. These podcasts can be found there in perpetuity. It takes a couple days for us to get them up there, but they are on there, vvid.org. We have Marcia Bushing and Paul Newman as Arizona Corporation Commission hopefuls,
And don't forget Sandra Kennedy.
And don't forget Sandra Kennedy.
And don't forget to remind everybody to vote.
I did yesterday for all three of you.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have you guys voted yet?
No.
All right. I have.
Go vote.
It's ready and waiting for me. And I think there hasn't been an election in the last 25 years that I haven't voted in. So it will happen.
Yeah, very good. Very good. You'll find the time. Well, guys, really, thank you for coming on. And we want to wish you the best in your endeavors here. And certainly Arizona could use a solar team. I think you have incredible popular support for your energy positions. And good luck.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for having us on.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.